Let's warm this thing up here. And a happy Tuesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Got to thaw it out a little bit. But that's the goal today on this, the 27th day of the first month of 2026. 27 and 338 left to go. Groundhog Day. Rounding the corner on that one. That is Monday of next week. Means February starts on Sunday.
All right.
January got its digs in, didn't it? 18 days until Valentine's.
Woo! Wonderful, isn't it?
We have to do it since she's not here. I know. And then 3 weeks from right now, it'll be Fat Tuesday and the start of Mardi Gras. I would not be out there trying to gather any beads right now. That could be frostbite situation. Let's hold off on that. Just wait on the forecast. Today, otherwise known as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Indeed. It is National Chocolate Cake Day. Oh, see? She would have loved that one. She'll be back tomorrow. I think. It is, in pardon the language, but it is this gentleman's name. And it's a bit of interesting, fun factoids. It is Thomas Crapper Day. Go ahead, Heather. All right. Yes. Actually, a gentleman. It's celebrated annually on the 27th of July. It marks the death anniversary of the influential English plumber and sanitary engineer who died on this date back in 1910, Thomas Crapper. Though a common myth claims he invented the flush toilet, he actually did not. But he perfected, patented, and I'm just going to keep reading, popularized vital plumbing innovations, like, as we know today, the modern ball cock. That's literally what it said. Blame the internet for interesting knowledge. Happy. And it's also a National Plan a Vacation Day. So, go ahead, Ted Cruz. Go ahead.
Nothing beats it.
All right.
Jet 2 holiday.
On this date in history, things happened. It's the birthday of Mozart. Happy birthday, 1756. He's no longer with us. I apologize to break that news. I know. On this date in 1870, Kappa Alpha Theta became the first American Greek sorority. It was founded out there in DePaul University in Indiana. Enjoy. 1880, Thomas Edison patents the electric light. That's a good. On this date, 1918, think of how long ago that was, Tarzan of the Apes, the first Tarzan movie, premiered. I think it was actually a silent film. It wasn't near as iconic. On this date in 1973, the Vietnam War ended. It was on this date in 1984. Michael Jackson famously was filming an advertisement for Pepsi when something went wrong with the pyro and it set his hair on fire. I know. On this date, sadly, in 93, we lost Andre the Giant. 2006, Western Union delivers its last telegram. And that set the stage for 2010, Apple. On this date in 2010, debuts the iPad. The iPad is 16 today. And you haven't talked to your 16-year-old since.
Birthday time. What a day for celebrating.
Hank fan birthdays. We'll start with that. Happy birthday to Cindy Crow. Happy birthday, Cindy. Elsewhere, we got country singer Bailey Zimmerman is 26 today. I'll skip forward to our buddy, Tracy Lawrence, T-Law, Texan, 58 today. Elsewhere, Bond girl Rosamund Pike is 47. Jimmy Kimmel's sidekick, Guillermo, 55. Bridget Fonda, 62. Chris Collinsworth, let me slide on in here. You can slide right now, Chris Collinsworth on the ice, 67. Formerly of ESPN, Keith Olbermann is 67 likewise today. Mikhail Baryshnikov is 78. It's a dancer. And then the venerable actor James Cromwell is 86. There you go. Happy birthdays today. Oh, yeah. And Els is coming up on Friday. No, I need the... Yeah. All right. What's the latest as far as roads forecast? And are the kids going back tomorrow? Next.
Starting your day the real Texas way.